In fact, they already have begun to move into a much stronger position in terms of generating income, not only for themselves, but economic growth for the country. And in any agrarian-based economy, you have to have agriculture as the driver of the national economy. So the answer to that is yes. This has been already a significant contribution to the growth of the national economy by improving the effectiveness and efficiency and the potential for income generation of just the coffee sector alone. In later years of this project that's just begun, we will be working not only with coffee farmers, but also with farmers who grow red chili peppers, cassava, and possibly teas, spices, herbs, other crops that could, if managed correctly, be a contributor not only to improved income for the rural farmers, but also feed into major international, even regional, possibly, markets that would increase the economic income for the country as a whole.
Now, are you connecting any of these farmers to, say, external markets like in the USA?
Yes. The coffee farmers have been connected to U.S.-based specialty coffee industry members for at least 4 years, I would say, maybe five. Also, two major specialty coffee buyers and roasters in the United Kingdom were early partners. So we've already done that, and those partners have been contributing out of their own pocket for the last 3 or 4 years because of their commitment to help the Rwandans lift themselves up out of this out of the poverty that they're in. We will continue, and those partners are continuing with us on the SPREAD project. They came forward from the earlier project and made the commitment to go all the way with us on SPREAD. So we're bringing those partners along, and then in addition to that, we will have we have partners in Europe already for specialty ethnic food products, and we have another partner already. I don't remember which country, maybe India, maybe Italy, I'm not sure, that bought a container of the chili peppers that was produced under the earlier project. So we will be continuing to expand the markets for these products. In fact, the president has recognized the success of this project in linking the small farmers and their products to very lucrative international markets, and he has recognized that it would be in the country's best interest to significantly promote that, and so he's taken it on as part of his economic growth package.
Where do you see this project in the next 10 to 20 years?
Well, the objective of this project, this phase, is to strengthen partnerships, including particularly strengthening the Rwandan institutions with which we're working at this point, so that they have the training, the skills, the sort of the stability and the investment in the activities through the next few years, so that those institutions will be able to take on the responsibility of keeping the programs going and sort of have them institutionalized within the Rwandan context, so that when USAID and other donor funds end, these institutions will be as capable as we can possibly help them get to carry on the work that's being done.